Our first scripture lesson comes from Psalms 98. When I saw that this is what I was going to be reading, I was really excited because this is actually one of my favorite psalms. As a person that experiences worship the most through music and through singing, I often tell people, come up and sing, come up and join with us. And they always say, no, I can't sing. You don't want to hear me sing. Well, in this passage, it talks about the seas will roar and the hills clap, the floods clap. You know, when you think about those noise and those sounds, that's not, you know, you think about a contestant on American Idol. Well, this scripture is telling us that every sound that creation makes is made for the glory of God. So here's Psalm 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him victory. The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody. With trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy. At the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth, he will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. This is the word of the Lord.
Listen to a reading from the Gospel according to St. John, found in chapter 15, beginning with verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you, and that the joy, your joy, may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you my friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. This is the word of the Lord. I debated on the title for my sermon, Best Friends, Friends, BFF, or Best Friends Forever, whatever one you prefer. But I thought I'd start out talking about one of my best friends. We grew up as neighbors in Jamestown, PA. We played in the same fields and we rode bicycles together. And we played in the high school band. She played the flute, I played the clarinet. We learned to dance while attending the Grange Hall. And we learned to play cards, 500 and euchre. She went to Teal, I went to Slippery Rock. I was in her wedding. Soon she had two small boys, and we celebrated with showers and gifts and silly things like her favorite food group, ketchup. We always knew the things which each other needed or what we wanted. We knew everything about each other, or we thought we did, and we were there for each other. Then tragedy came. Her son drowned while on a Boy Scout canoe outing. Things changed for her. Her marriage was in trouble. She went through a difficult divorce, but we still were there, supporting each other through problems, through illness, through surgeries. We were there for each other in the best of times and the worst of times. She married again, and we traveled together. Wonderful trips to England, Scotland, Ireland, and Alaska. We laughed at the same things, and we encouraged one another, both when we faced joy and when we faced challenges. It is a lifelong friendship, for we shared the same outlook on life. We knew how the other would react and how she would feel. We knew the goals and the dreams of each other. We knew each other's likes and dislikes, for we shared the same values for friendship, for family, and for time spent with those we love. And we have been loyal to each other, and we have kept the confidence with each other, and we have kept promises and kept our word, faithful friends for decades. Yes, there have always been problems. There have been misunderstandings, but we have stuck around to sort them out, and we have talked through miscommunications with honesty. It has been a journey worth the effort. Each one of us is thankful for a friend to teach us new things, a friend to cry with, a friend to share fears and dreams with, a friend to just be together with when no words are needed. By the time I was able to share with her the death of our daughter, Becky, she could no longer comprehend or understand, for she has Alzheimer's. She barely knows who I am, but I still know who she is. My heart is hurting for her and for her husband and for her son. But we can walk with each other through this. We can remain loyal to her through this. We can make efforts to communicate through this. So I thought perhaps looking at friendship with a human being is a way we can think about a friendship or a relationship with God. Many things are the same. Are we making an effort to be friends with God? Or are we just focused upon what we might be able to get, our wants, our needs, our treasures, what we want to buy? In that first century, to be friends meant to see things in the same way, to share the same outlook. To be friends of the world meant that we were choosing perhaps greed and envy or rivalry or violence. To be friends with God is all about sharing a life with Him, with a God who gives us grace to walk through whatever life hands to us. Values and loyalty are the foundation of any good friendship, and especially a friendship with God. For those values that God has, we must also acquire. We must work toward a value of having unconditional love and the values of justice and having a relationship with all of God's children. It is important that we value the effort to work for peace in the lives of people and to pray and to work for peace in the world. and the value of compassion and kindness. It is important to learn to offer those without expectation of anything in return. It is valuing people for who they are instead of what they have, or even what they do for a living. It is valuing the gifts of the Holy Spirit in all God's children instead of the material gifts, which are often given with strings attached. Values, shared values. This draws us together and keeps a friendship solid. Do we share God's values? We can add loyalty for a solid friendship. God is loyal. His faithfulness is everlasting. In the book of Psalms, the author sings, "The steadfast love of God never ceases." Over and over, the scriptures tell us that God is loyal. So how important is that to us? It means our devotion, our commitment to a relationship. Do we make a commitment to God? Do we make it as important as we make our commitment to a friend? It means making an effort. John is writing to people like us. For God has not finished with those disciples yet, nor is he finished with us. John is writing to members of the Christian community who gathered in the name of Jesus and who profess their faith in the risen Christ, but their values are not yet fully in line with the values of God. It is difficult to get rid of envy and competition and the violence of the world, for it is everywhere. We live in the middle of it. But our goal should be to avoid being a part of that. That should be our desire. And our desire should be to seek to be friends with God. Scripture invites us to prayer. That is a place where we can work on our friendship with God. In prayer, we learn to communicate in honesty as we approach God. In prayer, we strip away all the things of the world and the things which get in our way. And then we come into the presence of God and open our heart with honesty and show him our true selves. When we develop a friendship with God, in many ways, it is like being friends with your roommate or perhaps with your spouse. For God knows about our dirty laundry. He knows where we throw it. He knows the words we use when no one else is around. He knows our habits, both good and ugly. And he knows our weaknesses and our desires. But God also knows our dreams for the future and our dreams for our friends and for our family. He knows our desires and what motivates us in life. He has a dream for each one of you. Some of you have many friends. Some of you have a very close friend. But what kind of friendship and relationship do you have with God? What part are you holding back? What conversation have you not had with him yet? God will never let you down. He will never forsake you. He loves you and stays true to you regardless of how you or I have failed. Yes, Jesus wants to be your best friend. He will intercede for you. He knows your heart's desires, and he teaches us the desires of God the Father. He offered a sacrifice for our sins while we were still sinners. He died for us. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down his life for his friends. Jesus understands our struggles and our weakness. He does not condemn us, but he prays for us. He prays with us. He has endured more than we will ever endure. He was tempted in ways we will never be tempted. But Jesus won the victory. And his victory counts for us. Therefore, we can have confidence before God because our friend Jesus has got us covered. He wants to help us in every situation. He loves each one of you, and he welcomes you into his presence anytime, day or night. Because of Jesus, all of this belongs to us, and he shares it with us. He will not leave you alone. He has sent the Holy Spirit to be with us forever, the Spirit of truth. And Jesus gave us the right to become the children of God. He is our friend and struggles on our side against evil. He is our present help in time of trouble. He came to save each one of you. He knows all about you, and he loves you anyway. You heard Carla talk about reading the Bible in 90 days. We are invited to learn more about God, our friend, and how he interacts with his people by reading the Bible, by reading it together and sharing what we learn. Read his story. Sometimes I like to call it his diary. It tells about the things happening as God interacted with his people. It gives us an opportunity to have a conversation with him by how he speaks to us in his word. But to develop that friendship, it takes time. It takes energy. It takes time to cultivate a close relationship with God, just like it does to cultivate a friendship with people. And it takes a real effort to remain connected, to be like a vine connected to God. Reading God's word will keep us connected to him and also to each other. So don't be afraid. Jump right in. You have access to the King, and the King calls you his friends. He knows all about you. He loves you. So open your hearts and your minds in prayer, and do not hold back any part of who you are. Just like true friends. True friends make a difference in our lives. They listen to us. They respond to us. They maybe even change us and help us to become the best possible person we can be. And that is what God wants to do for each one of you, to help you become the best you can be. Tell God what's in your heart. Then we will experience the grace that he has for us. Then we will know the joy of mutual trust, the friendship with God. Jesus called his disciples friends. He called them to make friends with others and to love others as he has loved us. Being best friends means contacting each other on a regular basis, learning all about the other person, about what makes them happy and what makes them sad and what disappoints them. It means sharing and talking and listening to each other, or maybe just taking time to be silent together. Both sides making the effort for the friendship. God has made effort to be your friend. Your part is to contact him on a regular basis. And to be a Christian friend, to show what a good friend God can be. So make that effort, respond, and keep your friendship alive with each other and with God. For Scripture tells us that Jesus wants to be your best friend forever. Amen.